Hi, Nolene.
Hey, Greg.
Very exciting times for you. You are taking part in the Dalai Lama Trek in northern India. It's coming up in April. It's off the back of a very tough couple of years that you've had, isn't it, Nolene?
Well, it's touched, I think, like the hospice has touched everybody's lives, you know, and, you know, helping look after their families in difficult times. You know, so that's what's driven me to do this challenge. But everybody can identify with what the hospice does for their loved ones in their time of need.
It makes a difficult situation that little bit more bearable, doesn't it? It's astonishing what they do.
Definitely. Yeah, it is absolutely invaluable what the hospice does for families, especially when you see your loved ones needing so much input and the hospice steps in. And they look after the whole entire person, you know, from the inside out, from their environment, right through to their emotional needs, you know, and to such high standards.
Now, on to yourself, you are a walker, aren't you? You like getting out and about, rambling and walking. Not usually in India, I don't think, no.
No, usually in Donegal. So India will be quite different.
it ties in passions for you and the ability then to raise money for the full hospice, because that's what it's all about, isn't it?
That's what it's all about, indeed. I just wanted to pay for the trip ourselves as well, my family, my children now. So as every penny we raise goes directly to the hospice. And because the hospice just gets so much funding from the government, and they rely heavily on the public for fundraising. And the public are so good, so good in donating money for these challenges, you know.
And already a Just Giving page has raised quite a bit of money. Give us the information on that as we go, in case people want to donate with you, Nolene.
Yeah, well, already on the Just Giving page, we've got over £2,700. 600 of that was raised from a coffee morning organised by Carmony Rio, who manages a fake office in Japan. Today we're having a Zoom-a-thon. Sarah Barrett's holding that today now, between 2 and 5 in the Derry Road Presbyterian Church Hall.
That'll be good fun.
That's guaranteed to be a great day, and Sarah has put so much effort into organising this. And she's also got the help of another lady, Diane Langan, who's helping her out for an hour. There's fabulous prizes at the Zoom-a-thon today, and hopefully we can raise a lot today from this as well.
That's from 2 to 5pm in the Derry Road Presbyterian Church Hall, just in case people miss that. And more fundraisers coming up too this month, isn't there?
Yeah, we have a pub quiz on the 17th of February at 9pm, and that's going to be hosted by our local quiz master, Paddy Houston. And that's going to be held in Murphy's in the Green at 9pm, and also Murphy's on the Green are putting on a buffet for everyone who attends, and the teams can be any amount of people. There's no limit to the amount of teams, so that's also guaranteed to be a great night.
And as it relates to you'd have a good level of fitness, I imagine, Nolene, already being an active person, but presumably you're having to ramp that up for this Dalai Lama trek in northern India. What does that actually entail?
Well, they do send you out a training schedule, and I'm trying to keep that up. I'm part of the Strabane Hill Walking Club, so we're out every Sunday anyway. We try and do mostly the harder, the sea walks now. And then I do Zumba 3 nights a week, which is absolutely great for the cardio, and also do a boot camp 3 mornings a week with Peak Performance in Strabane. So training quite intensely, because we'll be walking between 7 and 8 hours a day on this challenge, and covering up to 15k a day. So really do need to try and keep the fitness levels up. And the Global Adventures are the people I'm doing the challenge with. So they do email, and they do try and encourage you to keep the training schedule up, because it will be quite intense.
And someone's actually asking to take part in the hill walking locally. I think they might be slightly interested in that. What level of fitness is required for that?
Well, you can, any level of fitness really, because there's different levels of walks. We have A walks, B walks and C walks. A walks are quite leisurely walks through the likes of Ard Forest and things like that. B walks are slightly harder. You're kind of on the hills a bit. And the C walks would be quite hard. You would need a good level of fitness. But the Hill Walking Club, it's a Hill Walking and Ramblers Club. You just any level of fitness, because you can join any, you know, the A, B or C walk according to your fitness level.
I'd say it's good crack too.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. We have such a great bunch of people out. You're guaranteed, once you go out on a Sunday, the fresh air, the hills and the company, you're guaranteed to come back on a really, really good mood.
Okay, so if people want to support... Exactly, yeah. I'd definitely be an A hill walker. Makes me feel like I'm doing really good, but it'd be quite handy. 2 to 5 this afternoon, Derry Road Presbyterian Church. Yeah. It's Sarah Barrett's Zumba with Sarah. Yeah. It's a Zumbathon. It's going to be great crack, as you mentioned.
It's going to be fabulous today.
And where can people get more information if they want to support you? And then, of course, by default, support the Foyle Hospice. Is there a Facebook page or what's the...
I have a Just Given page. Okay. You can support it through that. Do you want the wee thing for it? It's on www.justgiving.com and it's Remember Kieran Dillon.
Lovely. Thank you, Nolene. Thank you for coming on the program.
You,
best of luck.
So okay. Much.
Okay. My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Take care. So get along. Sounds like great fun this afternoon, 2 to 5 in Derry's Presbyterian Hall.